It is 720 WGN. It is Memorial Day. Mark Harmon in for John Williams at 11:09 with you till the top of the hour. Mr. T coming up after 11:30. But let me bring in Rob Christopher, who works with the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. He's their business development manager and member of their executive leadership team as we honor and salute our fallen military heroes today right here with Rob. Rob, thank you, first of all, for taking some time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much. Happy Memorial Day to you and your listeners.
Yeah, it's funny because I've said that a couple times, like Happy Memorial Day, and I've gotten like a couple texts. They don't say Happy Memorial Day. And it's, you know, right? Like, right, it's it's not quote unquote happy, but it's also like you do want to celebrate those who have given so much at the same time. It's kind of a tricky thing on some level, just even the wording.
It is. That's, and I think you said it right. That's how I tend to think of it. It's a day to remember. And to give thanks. And for that, I am happy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So your guys' role in this, Rob, and you're knee-deep in trying to give the absolute best in healthcare back to our veterans who come back and you know, deserve, obviously, the best treatment. How does Jesse Brown VA Medical Center help the veterans coming on back today and really every day?
Yeah, well, we believe at Jesse Brown that our veterans deserve the best health care, and that's exactly what we do. Our medical center is located on the west side in the Illinois Medical District, and in addition to that, we have outpatient clinics throughout Chicagoland. We have four. We have one in Streeterville on the Northwestern campus. We have another outpatient clinic in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood at around 78th and Halstead. We have an outpatient clinic in Chicago Heights. And then finally, serving our veterans in Northwest Indiana, we have a large outpatient clinic in Crown Point. So whether our veterans come to see us at the medical center or at one of our outpatient clinics, and I might add, our appointments for primary care and mental health are less than 2 weeks. We are there to serve. And let me also add, you know, through this year, this last year with COVID, one of the things we've all learned is that we can do a lot more virtually than we realized. And while we were doing telehealth before COVID, we've learned to do a lot more, I guess I would say, because of COVID, one of the few good things you could say about it. So a lot of our patients do like being able to see their doctor in the comfort of their own home, and we have expanded our telehealth services to do that. So that's where we are, and that's what we do.
I mean, the physical side of it is crucial, but the mental side is another, I mean, huge hill to climb, right? And do you see, Rob, more veterans reaching out for just to talk through the stresses they endured in combat or just serving?
You know, I think it's like really the general population in that sense. There's a stigma attached to it. And some people are a little reluctant to reach out because of that. A lot do, and we're grateful for that. But we recognize that some people struggle sometimes, I guess, to get the care they need. So one of the great things we've done at Jesse Brown is we've segmented our outreach to nearly every aspect of the veteran population, whether it's women veterans, homeless veterans, LGBT veterans, even those with mental health issues. And our outreach coordinators are out in the community every day talking to groups and meeting veterans who have mental health concerns. And it's through those interactions that we are able to help a lot of folks who may not have otherwise come to see us.
How do you, you know, help the veterans, you know, I guess, move forward coming back? Like, what is next in your life? I'm hearing that you have academic affiliations, different ways that you can perhaps, you know, create as normal of what somebody would want going forward, coming back after such a gift given, you know, protecting and serving.
Right. So veterans healthcare is a benefit. that our veterans have earned, and it can't be taken away from them. And you're right, we do have academic affiliations. At Jesse Brown, we are an academic medical center. So that means we have a tripart mission: patient care, first and foremost, education, and research. The VA system has affiliations with some of the leading medical schools in the country at over 100 VA hospitals. But the very first such affiliation occurred right here in Chicago, and we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of that affiliation with Northwestern. And Jesse Brown, that's part of our legacy. We continue that relationship, a very strong, close relationship with Northwestern, and also with our neighbors across the street at the University of Illinois at Chicago. About, I don't know how many people realize this, but nearly three quarters of the physicians in this country get their training at VA hospitals. And in addition, talking about research, the VA is one of the largest funding sources for research in the country. And at Jesse Brown, we have a very large and active research program. We get over $10 million a year in research. We're a national hub for lung cancer research. We're recognized by the Prostate Cancer Foundation as a center of excellence. We're also a center of excellence in epilepsy and in Parkinson's disease and in multiple sclerosis, and also a national hub for neurology telehealth. How does all of this benefit veterans? Because, as I said earlier, veterans deserve to get the best health care, and we do that at Jesse Brown. With our affiliations with two of the leading medical schools in the country, the faculty who take care of patients at those institutions also are staff physicians at Jesse Brown and take care of patients at our hospital, in addition to our full-time physician staff. So our veterans, as I said, they deserve the best, and they get the best.
So if I got a veteran listening right now, he's never been to Jesse Brown, how do they find their way to you?
Well, a couple ways. So for veterans in your listening audience who know they're eligible for care, I would say come see us. If you're not enrolled, please enroll. That can be done by going to va.gov, or you can call 877-222-8387. If you are a veteran and you don't know whether or not you're eligible, you can find that out on that website at va.gov or at the number 877-222-8387. And I would encourage people who aren't enrolled, veterans who aren't enrolled, to enroll. Because in this year when so many things have changed on a moment's notice, whether it's illness or job change or loss of a job or loss of benefits, as I said, this is a benefit that can't be taken away from you. And even if you're seeing a physician outside the VA, we're here when you need us. So by enrolling today or tomorrow, that care will be seamless when you do need us.
Rob, you're in the thick of this over at Jesse Brown. Any particular stories on your way out here that you could possibly share? Just a story of somebody you met that inspired you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's so many. And some of them are, you know, what's wonderful about working with veterans is that they're very grateful. And in reality, we're the ones who are grateful for their service. I was getting on the elevator the other day going to my office, and a woman veteran got on. She was elderly. She was walking with a cane, and she was really struggling, so I helped her onto the elevator. And as the doors closed, she said, "I just want to thank you for what you guys do every single day. You make my life so much easier and so much more fulfilling. This is really like coming here is like coming home. This is family here. And so thank you for what you do." And it was very humbling. And I simply turned to her and said, "No, ma'am, thank you for what you do. If you hadn't done what you did, none of us would be here. And it really is a distinct honor taking care of you." And that's also one of the things that makes Jesse Brown special. Our staff there. We've heard all year long about frontline healthcare workers being heroes, and our frontline healthcare workers are heroes, but they're heroes who get to take care of heroes.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Rob, there's some community events coming up too for veterans who maybe want to meet some veterans.
Yes, thank you. We are, as everyone else, I was listening to your commercials about vaccinations. We are vaccinating our veterans, their spouses, their caregivers, and their children, if they're between ages 12 and 17, at our vaccination clinic at our hospital in the Illinois Medical District. But we've got some events. We're taking the vaccinations to the vets. And we've got a couple of events coming up on June the 12th and then again on July the 10th at the General Richard L. Jones Armory at 5200 South Cottage Grove. We will be there on the June 12th and July 10th from 9:30 to 1:30. If you want more information, call us at 312-569-5801.
And again, you can visit va.gov. To enroll in healthcare now as well with the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. Hey, Rob, thanks for jumping on. Thanks for what you're doing and have been doing for a long time now. And, yeah, hopefully we reach somebody today, too, who you can help as well. So thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Our pleasure. Rob Christopher, Jesse Brown VA Medical Center Business Development Manager, and member of their executive leadership team, and obviously a hugely important service and something fitting to talk to on Memorial Day.